1993. We're gathered at the mailing room for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Did you notice how he got through that? Boy, some of you are running a close second to me. I promised Amy that I would not keep you here all night. Trust the child to come and put it where it's at. I really don't like your long meetings. We'll take it out on Mitch. But she's right, but we do have some business. And I enjoy being able to share in your special days also. And we could ask EJ to make a big speech. I'd really rather ask him to make a very short one. Well, let's have your thank you and get over with.
Thank you.
We'll accept that.
I really do thank everyone for the lovely gifts and cards and your warm, loving presence here. It is really nice to have a special day, I guess, every year.
It's so awful to be on the hot seat, though, isn't it?
Thank you all.
I started writing out. It was the worst of times and the best of times. At any time that you are experiencing, no matter what you are experiencing, it is the right time. It's a little hard to accept that, and especially if in the personal relationships, whatever seems to be coming down against you, it's a little hard to sit by, especially when you seem to have no control. And then when it appears there are reprimands or bringings up short or whatever, is very, very difficult. Not to take them personally and simply let us go on through. There are reasons that I must bring up some things. There are reasons that I must bring them into a little bit of a public forum, because if I don't, when the impact hits, it becomes unbalanced. Nobody knows what you're talking about, and it can really blow your way. And as you can expect for the entire rest of your experience, it will never be that just someone else will always be the one that is being impacted. Our enemies are getting frantic. There are a lot of things going on that I have not even the privilege of which to speak, both at a legal level, at a financial level, and just at personal levels. But I believe that all of you are witnessing the feeling that is simply in the ethers and in the air that things are going on. And it's a little hard. It was one thing when everyone was receiving everything daily. We're too large for that. And always we cannot just share, because different ones are now coming into purposes where it is not right for anyone else to know. Anyone. Just you and God, really. It's so easy just to say, oh, well, I don't comprehend it, but it's a big mission, and I know it's a big mission, and I'm willing to let it go. Because the human being is not geared to just let it go. I'm especially appreciative that Dave is here. I hope that all of you will meet him and enjoy him. He was a sounding board for Norma when she was really, really torn. You know, when that final straw hits, and he had to put up with something like 25 pages of her outpouring. Because you are human, precious ones, is why you're there. Your place is not a place for winged beings. As close as you can get are the images, the remindings that you come from the winged tribes. And wings don't have a blame foolish thing to do with it. Birds fly. They're a physical entity. You will fly. You won't need wings. But it's a nice thought. Because you become kindred with that which flies or is airborne or is etheric in being. There are some exciting things coming down, not the least of which was you once did it. You brought enough pressure to bear that the powers that be did not longer know what to do with Gunther Russwalker. Well, how long will it take to figure out what to do with Gunther Russwalker? I don't know. I don't know, but I've had some fun, and those things I do want to share with you. I said, you let him go, I will give up part of the property that I have in holding. But I will not force the crew to return to your place if they choose otherwise. So we fiddled around here, and the first thing, well, all right, we're going to let Gunther go, you let our planes go. Fine. I'll turn them loose right at White Sands. I'll turn them loose right over here to Edwards. I will turn them loose on Highway 58. Where do you want them? Well, guess what the turkeys wanted? They wanted to have them turned loose where they could be destroyed. Pilots and all. This is your government. And I said, no. You can have your trash and your garbage. You're not going to either put it into circulation in outer space. You know, one solution was that we would take them and orbit them. No, we're not going to hide your acts. So the decision was, since we have quite a few things going in the Pacific area, to release them so that they would fall into the sea. So I think if you go look in your paper somewhere, some of you are going to have heard it. I don't care whether you have or have not. The fact is, it was reported there were two fighter jets on some kind of a mission off Japan and crashed into the Japan Sea, the Sea of Japan. That is a lie. We released them. They did fall into the ocean where there would be no obvious recovery of anything because they would be unmanned. But they have not followed through with their agreement once again. But here's where you come in, and here's where you must continue to function. Don't release the pressure. However, let's not push the river to the point where we kill the man. Now, he felt he would be free, and he could hop a plane. You would get a ticket, make arrangements. He would make it to Las Vegas. Someone would pick him up. It was already arranged that some of the security forces would go there with EJ and pick him up and bring him here. And he wanted to be here through Christmas. And that seems very warm, loving, and cuddly, but entirely awkward and absolutely no ability for everyone who might like to come to be here because family plans are already underway, and it is a family time of the year. And it is a time when they would only have a few days, and I think it bad enough that one's, you know, had to have the only little honeymoon they had spent with the CIA and Webster. Seemed a little unfair. It off at airfield, you know, in the heart of nuclear land. And now the probation department said that Gunther could not travel except under certain conditions. That meant that they were going to let him travel with his ex-wife and two children to come and meet his wife that he has not been with in years. And ones are willing to work around this, except now they're making the trip so expensive for everybody that you have to very carefully evaluate what's going on here. And still, I don't want you counting it in terms of dollars and cents, except how best do you steward the finances? Is it not better to send her back there where they can get a private room, a private little apartment? Ben White is back there with aircraft, with his plane from Texas. He also wishes to work with Gunther. He is a physician. I don't want anybody working with Gunther. I want him hit with Giandriana of every kind. I mean, I want it triple, quadrupled, because I want him to go back into that infirmary. But he would go fortified. He is sick. He is desperately ill. And it is not disease. Part of it is total fear. There are not the facilities to tend him, quote, on the outside. There is so much to be done just running back and forth through probation officers that he is becoming incapacitated and must rely on an oxygen tank. This should be a healthy man. This kind of stress is terrible. So I will tell you what I have told him. I feel it better not to push this river. You see, it was one thing to come on the 23rd and stay, quote, indefinitely, until we could do some business, discuss some Austrian arrangements and transactions and possibilities, meet with security people here, meet hopefully even with some financial people who will be passing through or moving here. But do you see what they did? They said he must be back with his little entourage, his little chain and shackle arrangement, by the 27th. Well, what do they mean? Come on the evening of the 23rd, the morning of the 24th, and back there by the 27th. That does not even leave him one full day to do any kind of personal business. We all know that he has a February, early February, appointment with a court. No one can even figure out what it is. And yet the man had made a statement. He made himself feel obligated to come here. Well, see, this is a misunderstanding in communications. Everybody's trying to be nice to everybody else when it is foolish. Let's put it where it's at. He cannot fulfill his mission here. All he could do would be, if he stays well enough for even this, after that kind of a journey to and back, he's getting more and more debilitated. So I will share with you what I've suggested that he do, and that is go right back to that probation officer and say, I cannot meet the probation requirements, so you just figure whatever is required to make me available to the infirmary for 21 days. That was their sentence. Or 5 years probation. Well, you cannot convince me, after having been in prison, that it's better to be out here with no resources. But he needed some time. And we needed him out of there so we could begin to hit him hard with Giandriana. And then if we could put him to bed for 20 days, he'll be a different, oh, wow. He'll be a renewed person. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. He needs to slough off a lot of dead heart tissue. He has problem with the new veins trying to collapse. This comes from stress. He's going to have heart arrhythmias, and everyone in the outer circle of family who is in holistic medicine wants to treat him. All the chiropractors and osteopaths want to treat him. All of the holistic physicians want to give him cayenne pepper and treat him. If we all treat him, we will kill him. He'll go just to get out of it. So we must use reason. And yet all of these opportunities, I'm not going to give you any quarter. You have to know that every step of the way that we are making now is not a game. It is dead serious. The whole thing is a game. But I'm setting out to win this game. And that means I may tread toes. I may be abrupt. I won't handle you with silk gloves. And I won't say if you blunder, oh, nice little child, it's okay. Because now we are seriously dealing with the life stream of our brothers. Now, you might want to go in and look and do your own perceiving. Well, maybe he's goofing off. Maybe this is pretend. Maybe he's not so bad. Maybe this is a good deal for him. Maybe it's a bad deal. I'm not interested in the deal. I'm not interested in changing his thought processes or yours. I am interested in a major, massive mission that needs to come together from the four corners of this planet. And is going to do that whether or not you're there to collect it. And it's up to us not to be there while you are doing Blazing Saddles and crossing each other in the middle of the desert and can't see over the next little sand dune. We are at Christmas time, and John Schreffer is still incarcerated. You're going to have to face the fact that you have ones in the same town also vying to get him. Well, I didn't realize we were in a game of getcha. Ones are willing to accept conservatorship. John does not need a conservator. John needs his dignity. And he is perfectly capable of appointing someone, and maybe out of everybody, the most objective person and entity around is probably the law center. And I assumed that his family would come and get him at least for another holiday if it comes down to that. But it seems as if the man should be home in his own bed. That is the dignity of a man having made his way. But it will be done with earth hands, not magic. So there is much to be done. There is not a day that goes by anymore without new lawsuits coming in. And I will also tell you, because court is not here to share this, he called George to tell him he did not appreciate what George had done regarding his family. And George said, he's doing it all for your good, that this is going to all be pulled down into a heap, and he is going to get an attorney in Las Vegas, and he is going to bring libel suits, massive libel suits against everybody here, and he is getting all the information directly in Patricia's name, many are named, but via different routings. And therefore, he is telling everybody he's got it done directly. So I want everybody to tell him directly, make my day. All we've been waiting for on the libel cases with Luke Perry and George Green and the Associated Press and Horton is for them to move. Just take one step with one lawyer in Las Vegas and they will rue the day. because we have it sitting on hold. Now, Mr. Green is going to continue to push and push and push. We have no push with George Green. Does everybody hear me? I insist that everything be made square and even. And I'm tired of it coming back to me. Well, you told, and this and that, and it was on the tape, and it was in the paper, and so said. I'm telling you to the world exactly what I'm saying is what I'm saying. And all they've got to do is bring libel charges from Las Vegas, and man, I am ready for that one. I have been waiting. So what does Mr. Horton say when there is any element at all of making noise of any kind of settlement about the books? That they have moved? And you ask, we demand to know exactly where they are. Well, you can even have the books. George keeps the gold. You pay all the bills. You have the books. Say what? I can write them faster than that. And why would there be $40,000 outstanding in printing bills when you borrowed $150,000 to pay that bill? So there needs to be a few things worked out. And then there is confidentiality. A lot of the negotiations with the Institute, because it is a corporation, has to be done in confidential agreements in some instances. Well, it appears that the lawyer in point of one of these instances has literally just taken the money. This gentleman has a severe drinking problem. He may be a good friend in the morning, but I want to tell you something. That, too, is going to surface. And I'm not going to surface it because my people are tired of this garbage. It is time to move on to other things. And you ones are going to move on to other things. And right this minute, you cannot see how they are related. Every day, every writing seems to be a new revelation. But there are some great, great possibilities here. And I'm not going to divulge them. But I feel I owe an apology to some, a bit more understanding for others. And then I have to ask understanding in return. This is not a social, spiritual, gathered little sewing circle. We have a massive, massive job to be done. And all of this harangue and harassment is debilitating simply because it continues forever. We have a new USNP thing going. Mr. Green has just fed them so much information. Oh, yes. The Phoenix Institute is but an alter ego of Doris and Eddie Joe Ecker. This, that, and the other. At least they've dropped the harangue with Rick. He only has to go to the Supreme Court and represent himself in the Supreme Court of the state of Nevada. Over this trash. The lessons needed to be learned, and boy, do we have a sharp team. Nobody's going to come in and walk over you. Some of you are going to drop your ever-loving dentures. You don't have to worry about root canals. when you find out how secure the Institute really is. I'll just leave that one. I believe that probably Padre's the only one in here that will understand that statement. Well, Gene and EJ will. You're playing with the high rollers now. I don't mean the 2 cent dealers. I'm talking about the very, very extremely high rollers. And this time they're on God's side. And if you think that I am going to sit back and lose this mission, that, by the way, is spelled S-I-C-S-I-C Oberly. You keep pronouncing it tisk tisk, and that's T-S-K. S-I-C is very definitely... Why am I doing this on EJ's birthday? Well, because I think we need to have a little meeting about what to do next week now that Gunther, regardless of what Gunther thinks, is not coming. This is going to be such a crushing blow to ones like Lori. All of you are so eager to see him. Well, let us not make him into some little icon. Gunther is a sick man. He has been just a man. But you see, something happens to these special forces people. And especially the ones who do survive, even without their fingernails, they begin to be very special. And they are. But human being catches up with them, as does the experience of just living out years without the ability to function within that tight little knit group of God that can have some of the things that you ones are being given now. I am very remiss. I need to get word to Wendell. We talk about AIDS, as a for instance, the HIV virus. Why would one who seems to now be in extremely good health but has a very low T cell count still register positive? Well, goodness, please, and especially ones of you who are involved in this would know better. If you have had measles, you're going to show up with the traces that allow a physician on testing to see that you are immunized or that you have had these circulating antibodies. This is no different than herpes. A virus is a crystalline life form. It can break up. Every cell bears a DNA blueprint of itself, just like a hologram. This is why with the creation and the perfection of the viruses, you could no longer just kill like you could a cocci or a bacteria. It can reproduce itself. On the other hand, as the viruses took over, chemical medicinery did an interesting thing. They started putting your penicillins, etc., into an aqueous into an oil base or an emulsion. They took it out of the electrolyte aqueous category, put it into other, so that you would have a more prolonged action, a homogenizing effect in the system. That's not why they did it. They did it against the day that you would be infected with things like you're picking up now, this little mystery thing that's doing its trick on a lot of you right now. They made your medication so that they would come up against the cell behind which wall the virus is sitting. And that's it. It cannot pass. And if it perchance does burst that wall and move in, it does so with such weakness that you're not going to be able to take out the entire infectious system. I'm going to repeat, the HIV virus is the laziest, most insidious, weak and helpless little bugger that ever entered your body. It has two things going for it. One, it can ruin the immune system so that the body cannot slough off these other assaulting elements. And two, it can just laze around indefinitely, mutating. Mutating to suit every host. You become infected, it picks up your structure, and it just sits there waiting for anything to happen, and it pigs up, you know, all the attention. All we have to do is introduce the substance into the cellular Giandriana. Dorma is not very nice to me sometimes, especially when I overwork her. She said for a while that I was in her ear like that blame little parakeet with the broken leg, feeling sorry for itself. The one we call Dan Blather. He does his news report right in your ear. She said, we're going to find that this wonderful commander is a green parakeet. She's got another one. I have had her to her ears. In every kind of Giana structure there is. And she said, I know he's a 9.5-foot amoeba. Maybe all of you are amoebas. You cannot tell one cell from your whole self because every cell in your body is an individual. If I do not get to Wendell, I want him to know that he is on the right path, except he can introduce either colloidal silver and or penicillin. In the one or two cases that he has that show no illness but just will not bring in a negative test, you get hung up. You don't routinely go test anybody. You have a disease processing now whereby people go in and get tested. Those are not the things to worry about. But it is an excellent opportunity to test if you've got a couple that are giving you these reports back. Try colloidal silver on one and penicillin on the other. If they had left this alone, aqueous penicillin in massive dosages would have passed those membranes. And you see, we put everything into an electrolyte solution, so it does not know any different. It can go in and out of those membranes as if it is one of them, because we have programmed it, we have structured it, and it is one of them. And it will bear whatever we program it to carry, but it must have the DNA particulate. It is not enough to stand at the window and shine light rays on it. It will carry the frequency that you shine through the window, but I'm telling you, you must have the particulate if you are going to move within a cell and destroy a virus. And I'm not going to give away any more information. I don't want anybody, don't go home and try this. For one thing, you do it wrong, you're going to poison yourself. Just be patient a little while longer. We don't need to do everything this minute. If we do everything to perfection this minute, we will be closed down. We have no chemical labs. We have nothing going on here. You don't even have to know how to boil water to do it. But it does have to be done very specifically. And I have owed Wendell that response for quite some time. As soon as we get proper bottles that the tops don't fly off and you get into a battle, you know, these would be good toys. But you'd probably ban them from the children. You know, you go to take out your 5 drops of decaf, and what happens? The whole bottle falls apart, and you really get it. So it isn't always our laxness. It is trying to work in this confounded world of yours. And you never can tell whether that company has its own little rip-off games going in amongst their employees. You are just stuck in this, my friends. I can only remind you ones who come up against these problems when you go to pick up deliveries or make deliveries and they ask you to do this or that or the other foolish thing. Why are they foolish? Because you are under the microscope and you will get picked up. Do not break the laws of the land. You are under the microscope. There are several ones from this immediate area that are going to learn it the hard way. We do not sanction pot. We do not sanction any illegal anything. And any time that you think, well, I don't need to worry about it, I'll leave it in my pocket, don't come in here. The police are waiting for you to blow it. And I don't care what your opinion is. Well, I just partake because I belong to a spiritual group, or I did belong, and they thought it was really neat. And it's okay. And there should not be a law. Absolutely right on. There shouldn't, but there is. And I want to tell you, if you can bring criminal charges against somebody for being seen on their own easement on a lot vacant next door, they will get you with pot on your breath. They can test it, and you will be under the influence. And if they find any on you, they will get you for dealing drugs. But I don't. Who cares? That is what they will charge you with. And they will lock you up, and they will question it later, if ever. Now, you have all been forewarned. Anybody you see missing today, you better tell them. I do not care what you do with your spare time. Everybody hear me well. That is up to you. And that is up to your discernment. But when it affects the mission, it becomes my problem. And I will be ruthless. We've had enough trouble. And I am tired of some having to pick up just the carelessness of others who think it's okay. I'm not interested in whether or not it's okay. I'm interested that they have made a law, and it's not okay to break it. They will get you. They will even structure new ones just to get you. So I have to ask you ones to please, again, use discretion in what you do. You might be able to push me over. On the other hand, if that is all the respect that you have for this office that I fill, you don't want to be in here anyway. Why would you want to be in a place where you so thoroughly disagree? And then lastly on the subject, how in the world can you possibly expect your children to grow up unless the example is one as near perfection as you can make it? They're going to do what you do. They're not going to listen to what you say to do. Do as I say, not as I do, is B.S. Leo for real. They're going to do exactly what they are exampled. Oh, well, I would never do this in front of them. That's worse. They know. You're the foolish one. So if you have become addicted, you've got a worse problem. And if you think I am going to monitor and give you something to block pot smoke, think again. Please.
1993, we're gathered at the mailing room for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Did you notice how he got through that? Boy, some of you are running a close second to me. I promised Amy that I would not keep you here all night. Trust the child to come and put it where it's at. I really don't like your long meetings. We'll take it out on Mitch. Well, she's right, but we do have some business. And I enjoy being able to share in your special days also. And we could ask EJ to make a big speech. I'd really rather ask him to make a very short one. Well, let's have your thank you and get over with.
Thank you.
We'll accept that.
I really do thank everybody for the lovely gifts and cards and your warm, loving presence here. It is really nice to have a special day, I guess, every year.
It's so awful to be on the hot seat, though, isn't it?
Thank you all.
I started writing out. It was the worst of times and the best of times. At any time that you are experiencing, no matter what you are experiencing, it is the right time. It's a little hard to accept that, and especially if in the personal relationships, whatever seems to be coming down against you, it's a little hard to sit by, especially when you seem to have no control. And then when it appears there are reprimands or bringings up short or whatever, is very, very difficult. Not to take them personally and simply let us go on through. There are reasons that I must bring up some things. There are reasons that I must bring them into a little bit of a public forum, because if I don't, when the impact hits, it becomes unbalanced. Nobody knows what you're talking about, and it can really blow your way. And as you can expect for the entire rest of your experience, it will never be that just someone else will always be the one that is being impacted. Our enemies are getting frantic. There are a lot of things going on that I have not even the privilege of which to speak, both at a legal level, at a financial level, and just at personal levels. But I believe that all of you are witnessing the feeling that is simply in the ethers and in the air that things are going on. And it's a little hard. It was one thing when everyone was receiving everything daily. We're too large for that. And always we cannot just share, because different ones are now coming into purposes where it is not right for anyone else to know. Anyone. Just you and God. really. It's so easy just to say, oh, well, I don't comprehend it, but it's a big mission, and I know it's a big mission, and I'm willing to let it go. Because the human being is not geared to just let it go. I'm especially appreciative that Dave is here. I hope that all of you will meet him and enjoy him. He was a sounding board for Norma when she was really, really torn. You know, when that final straw hits, and he had to put up with something like 25 pages of her outpouring. Because you are human, precious ones, is why you're there. Your place is not a place for winged beings. As close as you can get are the images, the remindings that you come from the winged tribes. And wings don't have a blame foolish thing to do with it. Birds fly. They're a physical entity. You will fly. You won't need wings. But it's a nice thought. Because you become kindred with that which flies or is airborne or is etheric in being. There are some exciting things coming down, not the least of which was you once did it. You brought enough pressure to bear that the powers that be did not longer know what to do with Gunther Rusbacher. Well, how long will it take to figure out what to do with Gunther Rusbacher? I don't know. I don't know, but I've had some fun, and those things I do want to share with you. I said, you let him go, I will give up part of the property that I have in holding. But I will not force the crew to return to your place if they choose otherwise. So we fiddled around here, and the first thing, well, all right, we're going to let Gunther go. You let our planes go. Fine. I'll turn them loose right at White Sands. I'll turn them loose right over here to Edwards. I will turn them loose on Highway 58. Where do you want them? Well, guess what the turkeys wanted? They wanted to have them turn loose where they could be destroyed. Pilots and all. This is your government. And I said, no. You can have your trash and your garbage. You're not going to either put it into circulation in outer space. You know, one solution was that we would take them and orbit them. No, we're not going to hide your acts. So the decision was, since we have quite a few things going in the Pacific area, to release them so that they would fall into the sea. So I think if you go look in your paper somewhere, some of you are going to have heard it. I don't care whether you have or have not. The fact is, it was reported there were two fighter jets on some kind of a mission off Japan and crashed into the Japan Sea, the Sea of Japan. That is a lie. We released them. They did fall into the ocean where there would be no obvious recovery of anything because they would be unmanned. But they have not followed through with their agreement once again. But here's where you come in, and here's where you must continue to function. Don't release the pressure. However, let's not push the river to the point where we kill the man. Now, he felt he would be free, and he could hop a plane. You would get a ticket, make arrangements. He would make it to Las Vegas. Someone would pick him up. It was already arranged that some of the security forces would go there with EJ and pick him up and bring him here. And he wanted to be here through Christmas. And that seems very warm, loving, and cuddly, but entirely awkward and absolutely no ability for everyone who might like to come to be here, because family plans are already underway, and it is a family time of the year. And it is a time when they would only have a few days, and I think it bad enough that one's, you know, had to have the only little honeymoon they had spent with the CIA and Webster. Seemed a little unfair. It off at airfield, you know, in the heart of nuclear land. And now the probation department said that Gunther could not travel except under certain conditions. That meant that they were going to let him travel with his ex-wife and two children to come and meet his wife that he has not been with in years. And ones are willing to work around this, except now they're making the trip so expensive for everybody that you have to very carefully evaluate what's going on here. And still, I don't want you counting it in terms of dollars and cents, except how best do you steward the finances? Is it not better to send her back there where they can get a private room, a private little apartment? Ben White is back there with aircraft, with his plane from Texas. He also wishes to work with Gunther. He is a physician. I don't want anybody working with Gunther. I want him hit with Giandriana of every kind. I mean, I want it triple, quadrupled, because I want him to go back into that infirmary. But he would go fortified. He is sick. He is desperately ill. And it is not disease. Part of it is total fear. There are not the facilities to tend him, quote, on the outside. There is so much to be done just running back and forth through probation officers that he is becoming incapacitated and must rely on an oxygen tank. This should be a healthy man. This kind of stress is terrible. So I will tell you what I have told him. I feel it better not to push this river. You see, it was one thing to come on the 23rd and stay, quote, indefinitely, until we could do some business, discuss some Austrian arrangements and transactions and possibilities, meet with security people here, meet hopefully even with some financial people who will be passing through or moving here. But do you see what they did? They said he must be back with his little entourage, his little chain and shackle arrangement, by the 27th. Well, what do they mean? Come on the, you know, the evening of the 23rd, the morning of the 24th, and back there by the 27th. That does not even leave him one full day to do any kind of personal business. We all know that he has a February, early February, appointment with a court. No one can even figure out what it is. And yet the man had made a statement. He made himself feel obligated to come here. Well, see, this is a misunderstanding in communications. Everybody's trying to be nice to everybody else when it is foolish. Let's put it where it's at. He cannot fulfill his mission here. All he could do would be, if he stays well enough for even this, after that kind of a journey to and back, he's getting more and more debilitated. So I will share with you what I've suggested that he do, and that is go right back to that probation officer and say, I cannot meet the probation requirements, so you just figure whatever is required to make me available to the infirmary for 21 days. That was their sentence. Or 5 years probation. Well, you cannot convince me, after having been in prison, that it's better to be out here with no resources. But he needed some time. And we needed him out of there so we could begin to hit him hard with Giandriana. And then if we could put him to bed for 20 days, he'll be he'll be a renewed person. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. He needs to slough off a lot of dead heart tissue. He has problem with the new veins trying to collapse. This comes from stress. He's going to have heart arrhythmias, and everyone in the outer circle of family who is in holistic medicine wants to treat him. All the chiropractors and osteopaths want to treat him. All of the holistic physicians want to give him cayenne pepper and treat him. If we all treat him, we will kill him. He'll go just to get out of it. So we must use reason. And yet all of these opportunities, I'm not going to give you any quarter. You have to know that every step of the way that we are making now is not a game. It is dead serious. The whole thing is a game. But I'm setting out to win this game. And that means I may tread toes. I may be abrupt. I won't handle you with silk gloves. And I won't say, if you blunder, oh, nice little child, it's okay. Because now we are seriously dealing with the life stream of our brothers. Now, you might want to go in and look and do your own perceiving. Well, maybe he's goofing off. Maybe this is pretend. Maybe he's not so bad. Maybe this is a good deal for him. Maybe it's a bad deal. I'm not interested in the deal. I'm not interested in changing his thought processes or yours. I am interested in a major, massive mission that needs to come together from the four corners of this planet. And is going to do that whether or not you're there to collect it. And it's up to us not to be there while you are doing Blazing Saddles and crossing each other in the middle of the desert and can't see over the next little sand dune. We are at Christmas time, and John Schreffer is still incarcerated. You're going to have to face the fact that you have ones in the same town also vying to get him. Well, I didn't realize we were in a game of getcha. Ones are willing to accept conservatorship. John does not need a conservator. John needs his dignity. And he is perfectly capable of appointing someone, and maybe out of everybody, the most objective person and entity around is probably the Law Center. And I assume that his family would come and get him at least for another holiday if it comes down to that. But it seems as if the man should be home in his own bed. That is the dignity of a man having made his way. But it will be done with earth hands, not magic. So there is much to be done. There is not a day that goes by anymore without new lawsuits coming in. And I will also tell you, because court is not here to share this, he called George to tell him he did not appreciate what George had done regarding his family. And George said, he's doing it all for your good, that this is going to all be pulled down into a heap, and he is going to get an attorney in Las Vegas, and he is going to bring libel suits, massive libel suits against everybody here, and he is getting all the information directly in Patricia's name, many are named, but via different routings. And therefore, he is telling everybody he's got it done directly. So I want everybody to tell him directly, make my day. All we've been waiting for on the libel cases with Luke Perry and George Green and the Associated Press and Horton is for them to move. Just take one step with one lawyer in Las Vegas and they will rue the day. Because we have it sitting on hold. Now, Mr. Green is going to continue to push and push and push. We have no push with George Green. Does everybody hear me? I insist that everything be made square and even. And I'm tired of it coming back to me. Well, you told, and this and that, and it was on the tape, and it was in the paper, and so-and-so said. I'm telling you to the world exactly what I'm saying is what I'm saying. And all they've got to do is bring libel charges from Las Vegas, and man, I am ready for that one. I have been waiting. So what does Mr. Horton say when there is any element at all of making noise of any kind of settlement about the books? That they have moved? And you ask, we demand to know exactly where they are. Well, you can even have the books. George keeps the gold. You pay all the bills. You have the books. Say what? I can write them faster than that. And why would there be $40,000 outstanding in printing bills when you borrowed $150,000 to pay that bill? So there needs to be a few things worked out. And then there is confidentiality. A lot of the negotiations with the Institute, because it is a corporation, has to be done in confidential agreements in some instances. Well, it appears that the lawyer in point of one of these instances has literally just taken the money. This gentleman has a severe drinking problem. He may be a good friend in the morning, but I want to tell you something. That, too, is going to surface. And I'm not going to surface it because my people are tired of this garbage. It is time to move on to other things. And you ones are going to move on to other things. And right this minute, you cannot see how they are related. Every day, every writing seems to be a new revelation. But there are some great, great possibilities here. And I'm not going to divulge them. But I feel I owe an apology to some, a bit more understanding for others. And then I have to ask understanding in return. This is not a social, spiritual, gathered little sewing circle. We have a massive, massive job to be done. And all of this harangue and harassment is debilitating simply because it continues forever. We have a new USNP thing going. Mr. Green has just fed them so much information. Oh, yes. The Phoenix Institute is but an alter ego of Doris and Eddie Joe Ecker. This, that, and the other. At least they've dropped the harangue with Rick. He only has to go to the Supreme Court and represent himself in the Supreme Court of the state of California, of Nevada. Over this trash. the lessons needed to be learned, and boy, do we have a sharp team. Nobody's going to come in and walk over you. Some of you are going to drop your ever-loving dentures. You don't have to worry about root canals when you find out how secure the Institute really is. I'll just leave that one. I believe that probably Padre is the only one in here that will understand that statement. Well, Gene and EJ will. You're playing with the high rollers now. I don't mean the 2 cent dealers. I'm talking about the very, very extremely high rollers. And this time they're on God's side. And if you think that I am going to sit back and lose this mission, that, by the way, is spelled S-I-C-S-I-C overly. You keep pronouncing it tisk tisk, and that's T-S-K. S-I-C is very definitely... Why am I doing this on EJ's birthday? Well, because I think we need to have a little meeting about what to do next week now that Gunther, regardless of what Gunther thinks, is not coming. This is going to be such a crushing blow to ones like Lori. All of you are so eager to see him. Well, let us not make him into some little icon. Gunther is a sick man. He has been just a man. But you see, something happens to these special forces people. And especially the ones who do survive, even without their fingernails, they begin to be very special. And they are. But human being catches up with them, as does the experience of just living out years without the ability to function within that tight little knit group of God that can have some of the things that you ones are being given now. I am very remiss. I need to get word to Wendell. We talk about AIDS as a, for instance, the HIV virus. Why would one who seems to now be in extremely good health but has a very low T cell count still register positive? Well, goodness, please. And especially ones of you who are involved in this would know better. If you have had measles, you're going to show up with the traces that allow a physician on testing to see that you are immunized. Or that you have had these circulating antibodies. This is no different than herpes. A virus is a crystalline life form. It can break up. Every cell bears a DNA blueprint of itself, just like a hologram. This is why with the creation and the perfection of the viruses, you could no longer just kill like you could a cocci or a bacteria. It can reproduce itself. On the other hand, as the viruses took over, chemical medicinery did an interesting thing. They started putting your penicillins, etc., into an aqueous into an oil base or an emulsion. They took it out of the electrolyte aqueous category, put it into other, so that you would have a more prolonged action, a homogenizing effect in the system. That's not why they did it. They did it against the day that you would be infected with things like you're picking up now, this little mystery thing that's doing its trick on a lot of you right now. They made your medication so that they would come up against the cell behind which wall the virus is sitting. And that's it. It cannot pass. And if it perchance does burst that wall and move in, it does so with such weakness that you're not going to be able to take out the entire infectious system. I'm going to repeat, the HIV virus is the laziest, most insidious, weak and helpless little bugger that ever entered your body. It has two things going for it. One, it can ruin the immune system so that the body cannot slough off these other assaulting elements. And two, it can just laze around indefinitely, mutating. Mutating to suit every host. You become infected, it picks up your structure, and it just sits there waiting for anything to happen, and it pigs up, you know, all the attention. All we have to do is introduce the substance into the cellular Giandriana. Dorma is not very nice to me sometimes, especially when I overwork her. She said for a while that I was in her ear like that blame little parakeet with a broken leg, feeling sorry for itself. The one we call Dan Blather. He does his news report right in your ear. She said, we're going to find that this wonderful commander is a green parakeet. She's got another one. I have had her to her ears. In every kind of Giandriana structure there is. And she said, I know he's a 9.5-foot amoeba. Maybe all of you are amoebas. You cannot tell one cell from your whole self because every cell in your body is an individual. If I do not get to Wendell, I want him to know that he is on the right path, except he can introduce either colloidal silver and or penicillin. In the one or two cases that he has that show no illness but just will not bring in a negative test, you get hung up. You don't routinely go test anybody. You have a disease processing now whereby people go in and get tested. Those are not the things to worry about. But it is an excellent opportunity to test if you've got a couple that are giving you these reports back. Try colloidal silver on one and penicillin on the other. If they had left this alone, aqueous penicillin in massive dosages would have passed those membranes. And you see, we put everything into an electrolyte solution, so it does not know any different. It can go in and out of those membranes as if it is one of them, because we have programmed it, we have structured it, and it is one of them. And it will bear whatever we program it to carry, but it must have the DNA particulate. It is not enough to stand at the window and shine light rays on it. It will carry the frequency that you shine through the window, but I'm telling you, you must have the particulate if you are going to move within a cell and destroy a virus. And I'm not going to give away any more information. I don't want anybody, don't go home and try this. For one thing, you do it wrong, you're going to poison yourself. Just be patient a little while longer. We don't need to do everything this minute. If we do everything to perfection this minute, we will be closed down. We have no chemical labs. We have nothing going on here. You don't even have to know how to boil water to do it. But it does have to be done very specifically. And I have owed Wendell that response for quite some time. As soon as we get proper bottles that the tops don't fly off and you get into a battle, you know, these would be good toys. But you'd probably ban them from the children. You know, you go to take out your 5 drops of decaf and what happens? The whole bottle falls apart and you really get it. So it isn't always our laxness. It is trying to work in this confounded world of yours. And you never can tell whether that company has its own little rip-off games going in amongst their employees. You are just stuck in this, my friends. I can only remind you ones who come up against these problems when you go to pick up deliveries or make deliveries and they ask you to do this or that or the other foolish thing. Why are they foolish? Because you are under the microscope and you will get picked up. Do not break the laws of the land. You are under the microscope. There are several ones from this immediate area that are going to learn it the hard way. We do not sanction pot. We do not sanction any illegal anything. And any time that you think, well, I don't need to worry about it, I'll leave it in my pocket, don't come in here. The police are waiting for you to blow it. And I don't care what your opinion is. Well, I just partake because I belong to a spiritual group or I did belong and they thought it was really neat. And it's okay. And there should not be a law. Absolutely right on. There shouldn't, but there is. And I want to tell you, if you can bring criminal charges against somebody for being seen on their own easement on a lot vacant next door, they will get you with pot on your breath. They can test it, and you will be under the influence. And if they find any on you, they will get you for dealing drugs. But I don't. Who cares? That is what they will charge you with. And they will lock you up, and they will question it later, if ever. Now, you have all been forewarned. Anybody you see missing today, you better tell them. I do not care what you do with your spare time. Everybody hear me well. That is up to you. And that is up to your discernment. But when it affects the mission, it becomes my problem. And I will be ruthless. We've had enough trouble. And I am tired of some having to pick up just the carelessness of others who think it's okay. I'm not interested in whether or not it's okay. I'm interested that they have made a law and it's not okay to break it. They will get you. They will even structure new ones just to get you. So I have to ask you ones to please, again, use discretion in what you do. You might be able to push me over. On the other hand, if that is all the respect that you have for this office that I fill, you don't want to be in here anyway. Why would you want to be in a place where you so thoroughly disagree? And then lastly on the subject, how in the world can you possibly expect your children to grow up unless the example is one as near perfection as you can make it. They're going to do what you do. They're not going to listen to what you say to do. Do as I say, not as I do, is B.S. Leo for real. They're going to do exactly what they are exampled. Oh, well, I would never do this in front of them. That's worse. They know. You're the foolish one. So if you have become addicted, you've got a worse problem. And if you think I am going to monitor and give you something to block pot smoke, think again. Please.